saw a blinding flash of light. So I pulled over to the first church on the right.
And I feel so good.
Feel so good
ain't
about
no
it.
Doubt.
Ain't no doubt about
it. Laugh and shout about it. Because I once was a liberal, but I ain't no liberal no more. I saw a bum on the curb today. Hey! Well, I hit the gas and covered him with gutter spray, and I feel so good.
Feel so good about
ain't no
it.
Doubt.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Wanna laugh and shout about it. Because I once was a liberal, but I ain't no liberal no more.
My heart is jumping and my head is swimming. I feel like I could take the vote away from women.
And I feel so good.
Feel so good
ain't
about
no
it.
Doubt.
Ain't no doubt
wanna
about it.
Laugh and shout about it. Because I once was a liberal, but I ain't no liberal no more.
On that joyful day, yes, on that glorious day, the day I threw my Birkenstocks away, the angel told me, oh, ye man of sin,
open up your bleeding heart and let Pat Buchanan in.
I saw a starving third world nation, so I exploited its underprivileged population.
And I feel so good.
Feel so good about
ain't
it.
No doubt.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Laugh
and shout about it.
Because I
once was a liberal, but I ain't no liberal no more.
I want to be there when we take the streets, so I cut out two little eye holes in my sheets. I feel so good.
Feel so good
ain't
about
no
it.
Doubt.
Ain't no doubt about
wanna
it.
Laugh.
Wanna laugh and shout about it.
Because I
once was a liberal, but I ain't no liberal no more. On that joyful day, yes, on that glorious day, the day I burned up all my macrame, the angel told me what is good for GM
is good for me.
And me.
And me.
And to hell with the rest of them.
I used to be so paranoid, but now I'm what?
Nothing. I feel so good.
Feel so good about it. Ain't no doubt about it.
Wanna
laugh and shout about it.
Because I once was a liberal, but I ain't no liberal.
And I once was a peacenik,
but I bought stock in Lockheed.
And I once was a union man,
but I got me this nice office.
And I once was a feminist,
but I just don't understand women.
And I once supported rent control.
Then I inherited some property.
And I once was anti-censorship,
but I don't have time for fiction.
And I once hated racism,
but I figure why fight it?
And I once had compassion, but I ain't no liberal.
Your child,
Yes, each time that you make love, we'll be passionate and wild. No, she doesn't like pro wrestling, she can't cook a meal. Yes, she's got a jealous ex, a psycho Navy SEAL. We really think that you should take the ring back and say your goodbyes. But we understand you're helpless when you look into her eyes. We'll have the number of a lawyer waiting when she's finally gone. But for now, we think it best that you press 7 and move on. Here's one of our celebrity endorsements, a stand-up comic who's finally out of debt. 10 years ago, we gave him good advice, and he ignored us. Now endorsing us is the only work he can get. Now press option 8 to get your reading for this week. Oh, very cute, you pressed the 0 instead. Your faith in us was not enough, so now you want some proof. Well, okay, bucko, in 7 hours you'll be dead. May we give you the details? First, you'll slam the phone down, laughing nervously. Then you'll turn too fast and trip on the cord to your TV. You'll smash face first through the window, you'll dangle by one leg. And when passing kids start throwing rocks is when you'll start to beg. At last your ankle will slip free, and like the Skylab you will drop. But don't worry, when you hit the roof of the bus you'll probably stop. The emergency room will lose your papers, you'll die in pain and alone. And the only way to avoid this fate is stay here on the phone. Do we understand each other? Thank you for calling the psychic voicemail hotline. $10.99 a minute, just for you. Oh, by the way, your checking account is overdrawn again, but that charge card you applied for just came through. Would you like the number?
Everything reminds me of my therapist. My checkbook reminds me of my therapist. Kleenex reminds me of my therapist. People yawning remind me of my therapist. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. People nodding remind me of my therapist, especially when I'm rambling on and on, not making a whole lot of sense about things that are totally unrelated, but she seems to make sense out of them. Clocks and watches remind me of my therapist, the way her eyes dart back and forth between me and the time. Pillows remind me of my therapist, especially when I beat them up. Empty chairs remind me of my therapist, especially when I talk to them. And you remind me of my therapist, but you don't cost a thing. Sometimes when I am in the chair and she begins to stare, I wonder if she likes me or not. But I know if I asked her, she would turn it around and say, "Why is it important for you to know?" I'd say, "I don't really know why I want to know. It's just something I was wondering about." But the real question is the one that I can't ask her. If you weren't my therapist, would you be my friend? Or do you have to like me because I pay you? Laughter reminds me of my therapist. My childhood reminds me of my therapist. My therapist reminds me of my childhood. Thanks a lot. My dog reminds me of my therapist, the way she cocks her head and listens without any judgments at all. Do I remind you of a therapist? Why do I remind you of a therapist? I hear you saying that I remind you of a therapist. Is it my calm demeanor that reminds you of a therapist? Unanswered questions remind me of my therapist. If you remind me of my therapist, we'll probably get along.
Keep in mind, like if you find your hands and underarms are bleeding, your beer bottle might not have a twist-on cap. And don't ever go home with a woman they call Moose or Vince. And never bet that you can't fit your head inside a glove compartment. Get drunk with dignity. Keep in mind that just because a bulldog licks your face, it's not necessary to lick him back. Stay away from drinks with names like brain seizure or hippo laxative. Get drunk with dignity. If a bar has human ears nailed to the walls, don't pass out there. And if your homemade jello has some goldfish in it, you used the wrong bowl. And there are phrases you must learn to avoid. Phrases like, that badge looks stupid, and I can prove these shoes are fireproof. Get drunk with dignity. Try not to drool on bikers. Don't moan a nun unless you've got a real good reason. Don't get romantically involved with farm machinery. Get drunk with dignity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What if God smoked cannabis? he sits and smokes a bowl.
Okay, how's that sound? We're better. Okay, good. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, happy Sunday to you, or Monday, or Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever day it is to you. Your old pal here, KBC, with the Bit Slap. And we have today another kind of garbage disposal edition, the grab bag. Little different this week in that it wasn't chosen randomly. It was what I've been doing in the last couple of months is I have a second job every day driving for a courier company. I drive around and pick up mail from various offices, put them in the back of the car. At the end of the day, I go out and dump them in the river, and they pay me for that, so it's fine. But I get to drive a 2005 Honda Odyssey. And it's got a CD player in it. So what I've been doing is every day I bring one of my CDs that I'm not so sure what's on there, and I bring it out and I play it, kind of a captive audience type of thing. And found a lot of surprises and good stuff, which I've been kind of shoveling aside to share with you, my loyal, lovely viewers. So that's what we're doing today. We started with The Foreman, a song, Ain't No Liberal. Foreman includes Roy Bookbinder, I'm sorry. Tom Smith, the Psychic Voicemail Hotline. That came from a whole series of discs. I have the Dr. Demento Basement Tapes. I have 8 of them. There's probably a whole lot more. You can probably still get them if you go to the Dr. Demento website, which I believe is drdemento.com. Okay? Try it. Won't hurt. We heard from Nancy Tucker, Everything Reminds Me of My Therapist. Tim Cavanaugh, Get Drunk with Dignity. All those three came off of, last three came off with, of the Demento things. And Bob Rivers, What If God Smoked Cannabis? That's a little number I left out of last week, just because I didn't know where it was. I couldn't find it. Turns out it was about 3 feet away. Live and learn. So anyway, we got a bunch of strange stuff here for you, including some really weird discoveries. The next two you'll hear are truly bizarre discoveries that you would not have thought were even in existence, but there they are, and I found them, and I share them with you. No backsies, and no need to thank me. So stay tuned, and look out.
Ship on the blue, on voyage to you. new Titanic. I'm so lucky to be sailing with you.
Well, it took me a trip down to Capitol Hill. I came to the door and I felt the chill. It was changed so much from 2 months before. They had a liberal detector set up by the door. And there was Newt, a very big suit with a horn on his belt. He could reach down and toot. He's going to heaven, the Republican route. A big tax breaks for the millionaires and throw those poor people down the stairs. Beat those plowshares back into guns to help the districts of Republicans. If you've got an Uzi, you're dying to shoot. If you got someone to electrocute. If you're down on the arts and the destitute. If you got a flag you want us all to salute. And a prayer we should pray or else get the boot. Then you got your man. If Newt can't do it, then who can? Well, Newt, he don't give a hoot. Gonna bring in the crackers and kick out the fruit. Down with the arts and the endomorphins. Lock up the artists along with the orphans. He's gonna kick out the foreigners, and he can. He's a $4.5 million man. He says, let's get Washington back in line. Cut out the women and cut out the wine, and we'll have just one song, and that song will be mine. Oh, it's Newt. He's kind of cute. His hair is shaped like a parachute. He's got a computer, but it doesn't compute. He learned his math at the Deaf Institute. He's gonna cut your taxes, cut the deficit, not kept Medicare, not one bit. An amazing mathematical trick. I just hope his mama doesn't get sick. She's so nice and she's not rich, but when it comes to interviews, she's a stitch. Oh, it's Newt. He's kind of cute. When he gives a party, it's very sedate. He puts 6 potato chips out on a plate. Slice of Swiss cheese, 1 drink apiece. He does the talking, there's no debate. Everyone listens and sits up straight. Nobody laughs, no one stays late. They just lay their gifts at the great man's feet. Cash if you please, no receipt. That's what a party is all about. Here's the handle, there's the spout. The cash goes in and the steam comes out. Well, Newt, a strange young coot with a gleam in his eye and a smirk on his snoot. And now he's the speaker, and Lord, he can speak like a big balloon with a very slow leak. What you'd say for a minute, Newt can say for a week. Well, he talks about the third wave new age to come, and your eyes start to close and your brain goes numb. So good night, Newt, you do your best. Hold up your head and stick out your chest. Put those bureaucrats under arrest. Make sure the dancers are properly dressed. You can uphold right and put down wrong. Make the choir sing your song. You can sweep away the NEA, but artists always have the final say. Yeah. Cut the NEA and Newt, someday you'll be in every museum in the USA. You'll be painted in oil and carved in wood, and frankly, pal, you won't look that good. You'll be a very big suit. Your hair will be shaped like a parachute. You'll go to heaven the Republican route, 'cause you bought the crackers and you threw out the fruit.
Thank you there.
We used to take a non-violent stance in Nehru jackets and bell-bottom pants. We even used to sing, "Give peace a chance." God, we must have been joking. We used to slander the words of our prayers and praise whatever the Tao Te Ching says. We used to want to sing like Joan Baez. Jesus, what were we smoking? Ooh.
now when someone said,
well, hell no, we won't go.
What they mean is to Berkeley.
Peace is out, love is out, no one wants to hear about peace and love anymore. Now we're fighting
in a war against homelessness, a war against drugs,
cause it's in to be
in, to be
in, to be in
a war.
We used to traipse around in tie-dye tights, dropping daisies in enemy sights. Now we're fighting for property rights. Must have come to our senses.
Used to say all we needed was
all love. We
needed is love, olive branches and sign of the dove.
Now we're looking for something above 90K plus expenses.
Now when someone says,
what the world needs now,
it's a private police force.
Peace is out, love is out,
no one wants to hear about peace and love anymore.
Now we're fighting
in a war against joblessness, a war against crime,
cause it's in to be
in, to be
in, to be
in a war.
Now when someone says,
we shall overcome,
maybe we'll be right over.
Peace is out, love is out,
no one gives a rat's ass about
peace and love anymore.
Now we're
in a war against violence,
a war against poverty,
a war against ignorance,
a war against obesity,
a war against censorship,
a war against cavities.
It's in to be in,
to be in,
in to be
in. Ba-ba.
By the way, would it be cool to go golfing tomorrow?
Fuck you!
you!
I was just kidding. I want to hang out with you.
Why don't you ever take me to a play? Or a museum? There's an art gallery two blocks away and we've never been there. We always do what you wanna do. Fuck you! You didn't notice I got new throw pillows for the sofa. You didn't notice I had the kitchen painted blue. There's a guy at work that always asks me out to lunch. I always try to look my best and you should too. Fuck you! Why would I ever get out of this relationship? You're such a jerk!
Blossom, I am the vine. You are the blossom, I am the vine. Sweet little blossom of mine, hanging on the vine, extracting all the nutrients from inside. Sweet little blossom of mine. You are the oyster, I am the pearl. You are the oyster, I am the pearl. Sweet little oyster of mine, irritating you inside, covering me with your mucus-like substance until I shine. Sweet little oyster of mine. I am the host organism. You are the unicellular dinoflagellate algae. I am the host organism. You are the unicellular dinoflagellate algae. Sweet little unicellular dinoflagellate algae of mine. Letting me use your chloroplast that I can photosynthesize, providing me with carbon in exchange from the nutrients you obtain from my catabolic pathways. Sweet little unicellular dinoflagellate algae of mine. You are the Commonwealth of Independent States. I am the United States Agency for International Development. You are the Commonwealth of Independent States. I am the United States Agency for International Development. Sweet little Commonwealth of Independent States of mine, helping you to recover from your decline, expending $2.5 billion in financial assistance to help reinvigorate your economy and stabilize your ruble. Sweet little Commonwealth of Independent States of mine. You are the Elvis. I am the Colonel Parker. You are the Elvis. I'm the Colonel Parker. Sweet little Elvis of mine. Right there by your side, pulling your bloated 250-pound cocaine and barbiturate-saturated body out of the bathtub to keep you from drowning in a puddle of your own vomit. Sweet little Elvis of mine. Sweet little Elvis of mine. Sweet little Commonwealth of Independent States of mine. Sweet little unicellular dinoflagellate algae of mine. Sweet little oyster of mine. Sweet little blossom of mine.
have a problem with my tongue, and so I called my HMO with a referral from my primary care physician. They say my call matters to them. They're like an old and trusted friend, except friends don't make you ask them for permission. And the recording on the phone says leave your message at the tone. Tell us your name, your age, your reason for submission. So I describe my nail and groan, wax poetic on the phone. This is a metaphor for the whole human condition. Tender, sensitive, painful. Now I'm listening to Brahms, music to keep the caller calm, trying to see things from the stockholder's perspective. Should I stop thinking of myself while they are managing my health, while an accountant finds the treatment that's cost-effective? Hallelujah, I rejoice. Is this a living human voice talking to me like I'm a sweet, annoying female? I plead my best bureaucraties. I would be down upon my knees, except I'd be leaning on this poor, throbbing toenail. Painful, purple, festering. You know this is an angst-ridden song and it contains the word festering. Sorry if you're eating. As for my coverage, they say no. This is a pre-existing toe. My policy excludes all things pre-existing. So if I want the claim approved, the toe will have to be removed, which they believe may keep the problem from persisting. This makes my doctor quite irate. Why should he have to amputate? In his opinion, this condition could be better handled. And as for me, well, I don't know. I'd kinda like to keep the toe. I'd spent a fortune on these gorgeous Gucci sandals. Sexy, size 6, retail. And so the problem goes on and on and on. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, January, February, March. I have been waiting patiently. Why aren't you listening to me? Can't you see that it's trying my endurance? I'm only asking to be heard. Hostage is such an ugly word. I would much prefer living health insurance. I want the orthopedic shoe. I want the Prozac approved too. This managed care is managing to make me hostile. You've put me off for far too long. I'll fix your ass. I'll write a song about a nine-toed woman who goes postal. Crazy. Uzi, bell tower.
Okay, let's get the playlist out here, and I'll read it to you, and then you can do whatever you want and go home. We started with something from The Characters, a recording made, I believe, in about 1915, Bon Voyage Titanic. As you know, everything was really optimistic about that. Oddly enough, I first heard that song, it's a true story, I first heard that song on April 15th, which was the day of the Titanic mishap out in the middle of the water. Weird, huh? And then after that, the Prairie Home Companion show from about 1994, I think. Song about everybody's friend Newt. A couple of days before he's due to officially drop out of his useless effort to enslave the world. Good riddance, Newt. Don't let the door hit you in your ample ass on the way out. Following that, another song by the Four Men, Peace Is Out. You know, those were the days, and like they said, Jesus, what were we smoking? Adam Sandler after that. You like Adam Sandler. Come on, I know you do. Everybody does, but they don't want to admit it. So fine, don't admit it. That's fine with me. But that was Bad Boyfriend from his album called What's Your Name? He has a couple albums out, and they're all pretty interesting. And that was From It. And there'll be more from that, because I have a bunch of those for you. You've been warned. Henry Phillips after that, Sweet Little Blossom of Mine. And Camille West, toe-to-toe with the HMO. And I'd like to get my hands around the scrawny little neck of my HMO, but of course they don't have a face or even a body, so can't do much about that. More stuff here. That last set, I think, is the first time I've ever had three live tracks in one show, much less one set. Just a little piece of statistics for you. Back to the music. For whatever reason, we have more.
It's alive. When I was a kid in my hometown, people would come from miles around just to get a job at the pharmaceutical factory, making strong medicines of all descriptions. Now every time I get a new prescription, it brings a dose of old memories back to me. Now daddy was assigned to birth control pills, breathing that air that was hormone filled, and mama made bodybuilding steroids all day long. And when Sundays came, they sang in the choir, and even the angels had to admire. Make the hair stand up on the back of your neck when they sang a song.
Mama sang bass,
daddy sang tenor.
You wouldn't think she had it in her, but her voice got deeper and deeper every week.
Daddy sang tenor,
mama sang bass.
She had strength and he had grace. It's kind of like they traded places, so to speak.
Well, the preacher said, folks, I recognize your talents, but you see, this choir's out of balance, and the bass sounds better when it's coming from the other side.
Well, mama's patience never was the greatest, and daddy wouldn't think of sitting with the ladies, so the only thing to do was give their hormones a ride. Now the factory was working on this DNA that programs molecules in such a way that anything wrong can sometimes be reversed. So they made him up a shot, put it in the veins, waited all week till Sunday came to see if that injection was a blessing or a curse. Media coverage was so intense, made the OJ trial seem like a non-event. The church was filled up to the brim just to hear that opening hymn. Then
mama sang,
daddy sang tenor.
She got stronger,
he got thinner.
That's what you get for trying too hard to please.
Daddy sang tenor,
mama sang bass.
He makes dinner while she saves her face. Now what else do you want to know about the birds and the bees?
You know I got a powerful urge to scratch and spit. I love to watch baseball.
Baseball? Why, Mama, you used to love to knit. What happened to that?
Knit? Let's go to the wrestling matches.
Wrestling?
Let's arm wrestle.
Oh, no.
Hey, you ain't got any red man on you, do you?
Red man?
I know. Let's go cow tipping.
Cow tipping? Listen, Ma, you just about wore old Bossy out now.
Quiet. You might wake her up. Rock-a-bye, Bossy.
Lordy mercy, rock Bossy.
The quality sound performance of Zenith is further enhanced with a magnificent line of all-wood decorator cabinets, designed especially for those who want the finest in stereo console furniture and fine quality sound reproduction. All this, plus the exclusive Zenith MicroTouch 2G tone arm and fabulous free-floating cartridge, which prevents scratch damage to the grooves and helps your records last longer. At least 2,000 plays per record with virtually no wear.
Greenfield from Matt or Trey.
Hold on. Hello?
Trey.
No, this is Matt.
Matt, it's Sid Greenfield.
Oh, hey, Sid. What's going on, man?
Hello. Listen, Matt. Okay, this is you and me talking here, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, listen, I'm sitting here bleeding out my ass.
Right.
Okay? And you know why?
Why?
Because of this Moose Tea track.
Oh, horny, horny, horny?
Yeah, you know, it's gotta go on the South Park album.
Oh, no, dude, we've already talked about this. We hate this song.
No, I know, I know you hate it. I hate it. Everyone hates it. But listen, we need this pop song on the album. This is what the kids want to hear. This is where the money's going to be made.
But I don't care about that.
I'm the only one that agrees with you, okay? This is huge in Europe right now, and everyone in Europe hates you except for me, okay? I'm your guy here, okay? Listen to me.
Right.
This song is the best song ever written.
How can you say that?
What did I say?
This song is the best song ever written.
I agree with you, Matt. I agree with you right there. It is a great song, and I know that. I know it's a great song.
Hold on,
that's why I want.
Hold on, I'll try. Trey, they want to put that Moose Tea, that horny, horny, horny song they want to put on the album.
No, dude, we said no. I thought we told them no last week. Okay, Matt, listen. You know what? This is just you and me talking, but fuck Trey.
This is Trey.
Okay, Trey, listen to me. This is you and me talking here. The Moose Tea track, it's gotta go on the
No!
Hello?
Hello? Yeah,
Matt,
hello?
Will you just listen to this song
no,
one more time?
I'm not gonna listen to it.
Okay,
no.
Here it goes.
No,
here it is.
All night long, I'm horny all night long. 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 I'm horny.
Are you listening?
This song sucks, man.
This song sucks. We've already talked about it.
Listen to this part. Because I'm your guy.
Sing it sad and play it right, because we got bad news tonight.
Fair Hannah lived on a mountain farm in a lone and dreary spot. No dwelling was for miles around but the one her father got. 'Tis New Year's Eve at the village inn, there's a merry ball tonight. The air is freezing cold above, the hearts are warm inside. Fair Hannah waits with anxious eyes as well as anxious ears. Then dashing up to the farmhouse door, young Charlie's sleigh appears. Her mother says,
"My daughter dear, this blanket round you fold, for 'tis a dreadful night abroad, and you'll take your death of cold."
Fair Hannah cried,
"Oh, no, no, no."
She laughed like a gypsy queen.
"Yuck, yuck, yuck, yuck."
Faster o'er and by the cold starlight, till Charles in these well-frozen words at last the silence broke.
"Why sit you like a monument which has no power to stir?"
He called her name again and again, but she answered not a word.
No, she answered not a word.
So Charles turned round to go back home, and as they reached the door, poor Hannah, being frozen, fell exhausted to the floor.
Young Charlie wept with bitter tears on seeing her this way.
He held her hand and stroked her brow as tenderly he did say,
"Get up off of that floor, Hannah, them hogs has got to be fed. Why, they ain't the one to do the chores with you a-playing dead. Why, there's ducks and geese in the parlor and a dog's been in your bed. So get up off of that floor, Hannah, them hogs has got to be fed.
Yes, get up off of that floor,
Hannah, them hogs has got to be fed.
You can't go out a-laying there like a daggone lump of lead.
I don't want no lazy woman if and ever we gets wed. So get up off of that floor, Hannah, them hogs has got to be fed."
On November 9th, 1994, the morning after the election, I returned to my polling place to find the mangled remains of the American liberal buried under a conservative landslide. Male or female or black or white, I couldn't tell, but I knew it was a liberal because the heart was still on the sleeve and the knees were still jerking. Well, now the ashes have been scattered, though not as scattered as the liberal when he was alive. And the conservatives have come to power and things are changing. There's a new show on PBS called Mr. Rogers' Gate Guarded Community. And the conservatives themselves are changing. They're morphing. They're the Mighty Morphin Power Brokers. And they're wearing the power ties and they're taking the power lunches. But you know, the one thing that they've been missing up to this point is a power ballad.
When the night has been too long, when every road you choose muddies up your shoes and leads you wrong.
When you're cold and lonely, when your rope is at its end, darkness clouds the skies and tears fill your eyes, when you just need a friend,
don't look at me, wipe your own damn
kept you down or made you cry, or trampled all your hopes and dreams.
Well, that's the way it goes. In heaven there's no hate or war. In heaven no one's hungry or poor. In heaven they hold hands evermore.
But we're on earth, and here on earth,
it's every
When you're a black Chicano, Native American, Jewish lesbian folk singer, and this morning when you woke up, you hit your head on the steering wheel,
your shoulder deep in shit, and you just wanna quit. I know how you can get a handgun without the usual background check.
Get off my lawn!
My property, it's just 'cause I'm tough on crime.
In heaven there's no fear or need. In heaven no one's rabid with greed. In heaven you get laid guaranteed. But we're on earth, and here on earth, it's every man for himself.
Send the American liberal off to the great society in the sky. We await the day when he'll be joined by his friends, the literate and the tolerant, when all the frivolous arts and sciences are replaced by a nationwide network of publicly funded putting greens. That government and the people, and above the people, and in spite of the people, shall not perish, but that certain people shall. And until then, my friends,
it's every man for him.
Take it easy there, pal. You're gonna hurt yourself. All right. So we're just about done. Just a few more minutes, you can go home. We started that set with Bobby Boris Pickett, the late Bobby Boris Pickett, died about a year ago, I guess. And that was "It's Alive," one of the latest in his body of work. Ray Stevens after that. Ray's still with us. That was Mama Sang Bass. Ray's not going anywhere. Kind of a commercial there for the Zenith 2-gram micro-touch tone arm from... did that sound familiar? Yes, that was the late Mike Wallace. He did a lot of work. Commercials, voiceovers, things like that before he hit it big on the news. And then we heard something from the South Park collection Chef Aid. That was called Horny from Moose Tea and Hot and Juicy, a mashup of sorts there. That's what it says on there. I'm not sure who these people are. And then Red Engel and The Natural Seven. Get up off of that floor, Hannah, from God knows when. I'm not sure where that came from. That probably came from another one of the Demento collections. And then The Foreman yet again, three times in one show, and that was Every Man for Himself. Do I detect a note of cynicism there? Remember that when it comes to voting in November, okay? All right, next week, I was going to do another psych show next week anyway, but I think next week we'll just do it in honor of the late Pete Fornatel. Those of you outside the New York area probably don't know who I'm talking about, but he was one of the most influential DJs. taught me a lot about putting sets together, related tunes, for whatever it's worth. He died this week of a stroke that he had suffered somewhere around the middle of April. And so coming up, we have a song for him, and we also have a little piece of unfinished business. So I will see you next week. Smoke them if you got them. Still, keep smoking. And I'll talk to you next week. Have a good one. Told you, take it easy, pal. Really? God.
Sit in a comfortable position, close your eyes, and listen very closely to the sound of my voice. Imagine that there is nothing but you and the sound, floating freely high above the earth. Now, as you listen, you will begin to relax. Every sound you hear relaxes you further. Just you and the sound. Your arms and legs feel heavy, very heavy, like lead. Every sound takes you deeper and deeper. Nothing can disturb you. Every muscle, every part of your body is relaxing further and further as you drift down deeper and deeper. You are floating away from the sound of my voice, but you can still hear it. Imagine you are riding down an escalator, slowly going down farther and farther into deep relaxation. It feels so good. Now, I'm going to count backwards from 5 to 0, and on every number you will go another level deeper, relaxing more completely on every count until I reach 0. On 0 you go twice as deep. Backwards from 5 to 0, deeper on every count, and on 0 twice as deep. 5. So relax. 4. 3. 2. Down, down, down. 1. 0. Imagine that you are floating high above the earth, in deep space, looking out on the universe, floating free in space, uplifted and filled with awe, silently watching the movements of the stars. Filled with thoughts of home, together on a starship of stone, living together, trying together, dying alone. Standing on the moon, filled with thoughts of home, Earth so slowly turning. 20,000 years, human hopes and fears. Are we finally learning? Riders together on a starship of stone, living together, flying together, dying alone. La 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 la.
Six men and six trees, waiting with purpose, can build in time a house, a city, and a world. Silent motion. As patient as space. Invulnerable voluptuary, heavy with wanting. A deep, quiet Venus lover. As slow to rise as yellow hills, yet enduring as mountains of coral.
I hope that you all enjoyed the cassette. Thank you very much, and have a pleasant evening.